Senator Bert Schatz, and we haven't had him on the program before, so we've been looking forward to this. Senator, how are you?
Doing very well, Tony. How are you?
I appreciate your time this morning. Yesterday, the Senate Democrats released a video that shows, in your opinion, the effects of Governor Snyder's agenda and what the effects are of that relentless positive action. You talk about in the video of raising taxes on seniors, working families, and raiding money from public education is hardly what you could describe as relentless positive action. Talk about this video.
You hit the nail on the head. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, this budget, this governor, this relentless positive action really serves to keep a whole bunch of Michiganders all across the spectrum, really in the dungeon, in the basement, and out of the mainstream success this government continues to shout about across the state of Michigan. And we think as Democrats that it's the most disingenuous plan that we've seen in a long time related to how the quality of life that Michigan is really be better.
Senator, so let's just say Bert Johnson is governor. What would you have done to balance the budget while taking care of the education and state employees and whatnot? What would you have done different?
I think the first thing we could have done, and we agreed that the Michigan business tax was a bad tax. And it needs to be noted that that tax was the brainchild, the brain trust, if you will, of the Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. And so one of the first things that I would have done was a phase out of that. And we would have done it over a 3-year period to really soften the blow to the general fund coffers and the amount of money that we bring in each year. The next thing that I would have done is, as it relates to education reform, we would have gotten out on the stump and we would have really talked to educators and those who are running these institutions. And as the state, the mother of all these cities and municipalities and districts, we would have tried to enter into arrangements to make sure that we did some consolidation, some smart things to bring about some savings and not get it from a top-down forcing. And there are a number of other creative things that we could put in place, mass transit, to making sure we bring in billions of dollars of jobs and infrastructure repair and improvement in Southeast Michigan, connect people to job opportunities. There are just so many creative things that we could have done to generate funds, as well as fervency about Michiganders being involved in the process that has solved some of our most glaring issues. And it would have worked, and it would have reinvigorated citizens across the state.
Well, I want to get your take as a member of the Senate Redistricting Committee, where we stand with the maps that are under consideration by the committee's Republican majority. Have you seen those maps yet?
We've seen some limited versions of maps. We have not seen total maps that give us the complete picture. And, Tony, therein lies the problem with this Republican Senate and House, for that matter, over the course of these 6 months. We have not been at the table the way you expect all lawmakers to be at that table. And it's been because, in a lot of ways, the Republicans have done things behind closed doors. We've understood that bringing us to the table at the inception of some of these conversations really does lay out a fairness pitch in these proposals. And Democrats serve to make sure that people are not forgotten in these processes. And so they've kind of tried to keep these things hidden. But their problem today is that there's a lot of dissension in their ranks as to what these district maps will look like in their final version, all the way up to the congressional map.
Do you think if Democrats had the majority that they would redistrict those lines in their favor?
Democrats would be inclined to, but we understand that it's not in our best interest to simply draw maps across the state long term that only benefit us. The reason I say that is because if you look at the change in the trends in Michigan, in the last two redistricting efforts, when Republicans tried to almost gerrymander the entire state in their favor, it has worked against them. You know, we won majorities in the House two consecutive terms and increased it. And even though we lost it in this last election, I think Republicans got a glimpse of how that trend works against them if they only redistrict in their favor. And so while that might be the first place even Democrats would think to go, I think a little more wisdom will be at play, and we would actually make it more fair.
All right. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy the conversation.